Also speaking, the Nima County Gender Coordinator, Ms. Yabereswa, said there are still serious problems with women participation, gender equality, sexual and gender-based violence, among others in the county. Ms. Bereswa noted that from August to October, 12 physical violence, 38 persistent non-support, and 18 rape cases were reported. She emphasized that persistent non-support is on the increase and is said to be a serious future problem for parents and the government at large.
I want to say that we are here to go through a very important workshop. Let us pay attention to it, because media is key in all of what we do, in everything that we do in our daily life. Because media will either cause problems or they will bring peace in a community. So whatever report you give, people out there look at it and they listen to you. You are the lead. Whatever information that people are looking for, if they get it from the media, you take it seriously. So we also want to let you know that you are key, you are very important. And so as you are here, pay attention so that you together can help us start to solve some of the problems that we are going through. One thing I can say, some of your colleagues are not yet trained, and so some of them, a very little group of people, when they get cases of SGBV, they strictly go on the air and they start to discuss it. They discuss the survivor, what happens to the survivor, where it took place, and then they put that survivor at risk. At the end of the day, sometimes they have to escape from that community because they can no longer survive in our community. So while you are here, please take note of it, so that when you get back to your school radio or your media center, that you will also discuss those issues, and that GBV will be discussed in a way that confidentiality will be key in your reporting. I also want to say that it is good that all of us are here, that we will make sure that we carry on information that will help the women to take value in themselves. Our young girls can take value in themselves because they see their colleagues moving forward. As they see you as a role model, I hope and pray that you also will help them to recover.
Nima County General Coordinator, Ms. Yabereswa. Meanwhile, a 6-year-old rape survivor is asking for her perpetrator to be sentenced to life imprisonment instead of 20 years in prison. Little Deconte was raped by her 22-year-old cousin, only identified as Barrie in Saclepie, Nima County in 2016. She now explains her story. The voice of a 6-year-old raped survivor, Deconte, reporting for Deadline. I'm Orita Bruno.
Well, that's all the time we have for you today on Deadline Liberia. We'll be back on Monday with another edition of the program. I want to thank all of our contributors, and thanks to you for listening. I'm Augustine Hammelberg. do have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.